Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready.
Ha ha!
Get ready.
Ha ha! Yeah. You done rocking with the best. Yeah.
Get ready.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah,
hey,
we're going worldwide
hey,
with this
hey,
one. You know how
hey,
we get down
hey,
here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk? Hot Talk Radio. You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk? Hot Talk Radio. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. Hot Talk Radio.
ATL. It's your girl, Lady Leva, coming through your speaker. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm sure you enjoyed that beautiful new intro. That was by Twin Folks. And then my personal Lady Leva was by Dub Beats. We're going to be having a lot of different, we like to keep things new and we like to change things up. You know, predictability is not a part of our description. So if you're looking for something that you're going to notice, know what's going to happen next and can follow, this is not the show for you. I hate to be the one to break the bad news to you, but this is not the show for you. We hear Hot Talk Radio, anything goes. I've been told that we are called Hip Hop Shock Radio. Hey, and I thought it was just reality. But, you know, hey. It's Tossed Up Tuesday. Tossed Up Tuesday. Now, I'm sure a lot of y'all are trying to figure out just what the hell do we mean by Tossed Up Tuesday. I'm going to break it down to you. But first, I'm going to go into my intro. I want to give shouts out to all of the hosts. We got JD, Joel Hightower, the BCK. We got Patrice Fett. And just because you don't hear us on every day, nothing is wrong. People just have jobs and other things they have to take care of. But I promise you, in the event something changes, we'll update you. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's Hot Talk Radio and nothing is taboo. We got Polo the One, Joseph Smith. Terrence Cummins, a.k.a. The Professor. Sean Carter, also known as Sean. We got Big Feezy and DJ Swerve checking in live from the Fret House. We got that nigga Murder Mall. Go easy on him, please. DJ Sweet. Mama Rossi with her bad ass. And of course, Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speakers. Shouts out to my new husband, J.F. Kennedy. I mean, whatever the hell his name is, shouts out to him. You know, we got married on the show. You confused, you have to go back and catch up. All of the shows on demand. You go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/hottalkradio. All the shows are on podcast. Sit back, click the little thing that looks like a little microphone. But if you put the arrow on, it'll tell you it's the podcast. Hit the podcast button. All of them come under iTunes. You know, when you're traveling, whatever it is you got going on in your life, and you just, you know, need something, you're tired of music, and, you know, you want to be enlightened. Because we're enlightened here. We're doctors here at Hot Talk Radio. You know. So therefore, push play and have fun. Check us out on Facebook. We have our Facebook fan book page, Hot Talk Radio, three separate words. As of today, we are at 1,055 fans and counting, and that's in 6 weeks. I've been checking other pages. I've been running the numbers on other people, and I've been being told that that's phenomenal. Hot Talk Radio is doing big things. We are a beast. And as Backbone would say, we that loud, the best thing smoking. So I want to give a shout out to our promoters, APEGME, Apple J, YOLO Entertainment, Freaknik ATL, what's up, JK Jones? EO Fam, the affiliate, MPM Entertainment, Six Figure Promotions, Twin Production. Them boys out of Chi-Town, them three, them two, them one, all of them. Twin folks. And yes, they're my heart. They came down and showed so much love. They continuing to show love, and we showing love right back at you. We got Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girl Social Club. That nigga over at Dub Beat. That nigga over at Dub Beat. Power Moves, what's up? Also, what's up to the Bread Boys? Uh-oh, they're going to kill me. Bread Brothers. You know, I'm so cool with them. You know, I just usually just call them by name. You know what I'm saying? Want to say what's up to the affiliates. Shouts out to, you know, some of this shit I be doming. And it is what it is. But, shouts out to my boy DJ Brad. And if I forget anybody, don't charge it to my heart. Charge it to my mind. Because if I don't write shit down, when I think about it, it may get overlooked. So therefore, on that note, I want to invite you to our Ning page. HotTalkRadio.Ning.com. That's where the magic happens. That's a one-stop shop, people. You don't have to punch in all these different web addresses. Just go there. Join. Set your own page up. You can get to the radio station from there. Anything that goes on at Hot Talk Radio is going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Everything you need. The store is going to be there. You'll be able to purchase Apple J from there. It's a one-stop shop. HotTalkRadio.Ning.com. I'm still working on it, but it's a very nice-looking page so far. For those of you all that like to follow us with our promotions, with Apple J and APEGME, we got the yacht party that's going down on Memorial Weekend. You can search Yacht Party Boys with a Z.Ning.com. Go check us out. See you in Florida. We got FreakNickATL.Ning.com with J.K. Jones, because Freaknik is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. Just want to let you know that. So, on that note, we have right at 3,000 hits with only, we did a few shows in March, but they were just like test shows. So we could just say we successfully did April, and May is almost done. but it's really not. So you're talking 2 months, 3,000 hits and counting. Let your friends know that they can listen from their phone. Just don't press one. And that way I won't be coming to them saying, talk to me. I'll just let them listen. It won't bother them. I got my birthdays. I want to say happy birthday today to my tag friends, Trey, Indiana, and Juan L. Those are some better names today. From my Facebook friends, LaMardia Anderson, Kareem Collins, Tony Tone, my homeboy, Ann Duggar, and Tashonda Benson. Tashonda wants y'all to know that she wasn't sending y'all messages through Facebook saying that you were in a video. That's somebody trying to send out a virus. So if you get any mail from Tashonda, she did not send it. Don't open it. Delete it. She posted it all on Facebook because I was one of the ones that got it too. And since we don't go on tomorrow, I want to wish my friends from Facebook a happy birthday. Whose birthday is tomorrow? We got Calvin Atkins, Melinda Harris, Danny Collier, and Darius Kegler. And then my tag friends, J.A. Happy birthday today. Happy birthday tomorrow. Also, I want to let y'all know that we're going to get ready to go 5 days a week. We're going to have something special for the men on Mondays. And we're going to have something special for the women on Wednesdays. Once we get everything together, you'll start seeing us promote that. But I'm just letting you know that High Talk Radio is going to be going 5 days a week. I hope y'all ready. Now, we got a Wyoming coming up with my boys Reginald Johnson and Fred Stallworth on June the 12th at the same spot that we had the last one at, Our Place Bakery Cafe in East Point, Georgia. Very nice, classy event. Hot Talk Radio will be in the building. I'm going to touch back on that a little later when I get Sean and everybody else on the line because I got some things I got to say to that damn Fred Stallworth. He crazy. He crazy. But I'm going to wait until then. Until then, I want to welcome our new callers, our new listeners. Welcome to Hot Talk Radio. I give you a rundown of what we are. We are a station that do what we want to do, and the FCC can't fuck with it. If you're looking for structure, if you're looking for something with some guidance, we'll give you a little bit of structure, but it won't be much. Anything goes. Nothing is taboo, so we hope we don't offend you. It's Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker, and I'm going to turn this shit over to Feezy because I'm done with my intro. Feezy, tell the world what's up, please.
What's going down? Feezy checking in live from the firehouse, Duval County, man. Standing up. We got a couple other folks on the line, too, from Duval County. I see my brother actually checked in tonight. Clay D.
Do he look like you?
Clay D, you there?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Is this thing on?
Yeah.
You are all hot talk.
Yo, what's happening? What's going on?
What's going on? You riled up just like us, I see.
Yo, you know, shouts out to Swergy, Big Feezy, live from the frat house. You're talking to the executive president of the frat house. Know what I'm saying? Well, frat house is in reconstruction right now, but it's going to be an all-brand-new frat house after we get building that thing up. You know, we got to put the jacuzzi in there and all that other stuff. But, you know, I'm checking in tonight for the first time. I'm trying to see what to do. What to do, A-Town?
Well,
Duval, what's good?
Welcome. You're going to be hooked because this is the place to be. I just want to let you know we got them Obamas in our pockets and the drama for your mama. Bringing something new is what we do. High Talk Radio is that loud. If you don't agree, don't blame us for your misery. We are here to help. The topic for tonight is, have you ever been in a new relationship thinking about your past relationship? Have you ever... I got to mute there, but I can't hear. What is screaming? How the hell do I roll the screen? Oh, there you go. Okay. Now, back to what I was reading. Have you ever been, the screen be jumping. Have you ever been in a new relationship thinking about your past relationship? Have you ever found yourself comparing your new lover to your old lover? Did your new lover drive you back to an old lover? Did your new lover make you realize that you have been being mistreated by a previous lover? Well, let's go. The doctors are in the building, and we have the cure for all your problems. HTR forever. We got them Obamas in our pockets. Let's go, Elliot.
You talking to me?
Yeah, it's 9:15. I mean, it's time for you to, you know.
You done now?
you got
some water in there?
Yeah.
You rolled it off big, girl. You was nonstop. Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, we're gonna get to them Obamas, but since today is Tossed Up Tuesday, and my homeboy birthday is coming up because he is a Gemini. We're gonna hit him with some of that Tupac Tossed Up. Holla back, Hot Talk Radio.
Lord have mercy, Father, help us all. Since you supplied your phone number, I can't help but call. Time for action, conversating, we relax and kicking back. Got so curious for love, passion. Now picture that, tongue kissing, hand full of hair, look in my eyes. Time to make the bed rock, baby, look how it rise. Me and you, moving in the new, do it in the living room. Sweating up the sheets, it's the thug in me. I mean, I'm disrespecting when I tongue kiss your neck. I go a long way to get you back. What you expect? Late night, hit the highway, drop the top. I pull over, getting busy in the parking lot. And don't you love it how I lick your hips and glide. Kiss yourself on your stomach, put my love inside. Got you lost in the love song, stuck in the lust. I got the bedroom shaking, back breaking when we're tossing it up.
I love the way it's going down. When nobody's around, slip, slide, ride, giving me that nice ride.
Still can't believe that you got pop rushing up in you. Slam the wheel, all grass get killed. Who can you trust? Only
Toss it up now. Yeah. Toss it up now.
Not fix it. Okay. What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker, and I'm getting ready to bring in the rest of the host. Mama Rising.
What's going on?
Is your ankle swollen?
Is your head swollen?
Of course. I got the biggest head in the world.
You sure damn do. That big-ass head, that cornrow. You got your wig all the night.
I took it off because, you know, I'm at home by myself. I didn't want my wig on.
Mm-hmm.
Where my scarf at?
Move. Get out the wig. Get out the wig. Get out the wig.
What's going on? What's Sean?
What's happening?
What's going on with you?
What's up?
You know what the topic is. Now, it's tossed up Tuesday, and I'm tossed up right now. You know what I'm saying? I just can't understand some things, you know. But I got some fun I wanted to bring. I wanted to go ahead and get off my chest before I. Now, you remember when me, you, and Mama Rosie went to the wine tasting event over in East Point, right?
Yeah.
Can y'all describe to the world, to the A, to Chicago, to the Florida, our friends over in Africa, Germany, Australia, can you explain, give them a description of the event and how it was when we went there?
You talking about before or after she burnt that bread up?
Before. Because we don't figure out that wasn't bread she was burning. Go ahead.
Girl. Didn't I tell you that bitch was burning up that bread?
Look, I'm going somewhere with this now. I need you and Sean to paint a picture of the event. And we went to, we going back to the next one. But I want the world to pretty much know how the event was.
But it's cool. It's nice, man. Sean took over the mic. She took over the mic like Beyonce.
I keep telling people this is a reality show. People have lives. So, you know, you got to tend to the church, and you might have to stop, drop, and cook, you know. But me and you going to go ahead with the description of the event. Okay, was it classy?
It was very nice. It was classy. They had an area for, like, you know, where you can sit down and eat and not really be bothered. Then they had, like, the little spiral steps that lead to downstairs where they have the dance floor and the mic if you want to perform or bring, you know, your local celebrities or whatever. Then they had different mixers, and you could meet and greet. They had the DJ booth for Feezy and Swerve, and it's cool. It was nice.
Okay,
they had the area.
How was the host dressed?
The host, it was something out of the thrift store on Highway 85.
Hold on. How was the attractive guy that introduced Talk Talk Radio?
Oh, no, you talking about old boy with the glasses?
All of them, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they was real classy, and it was real nice with the blazer, and, you know, everybody was on their P's and Q's, their A's, B's, and C's.
So mostly everybody was dressed like they were going to an elegant affair, correct?
Yeah, it wasn't ghetto. Guess, it wasn't no, you know.
It wasn't ghetto at all.
No, it wasn't ghetto at all.
You know, they went ahead and sent us the post for the one that's coming up next. And, you know, they repping Hot Talk Radio. We'll be in the building. So, you know, I'm like, you know, hey, you know, we'll be there because we fucks with them. But then, you know, for this motherfucker, Fred Stallworth, to be standing there in a five-piece suit, Reginald Johnson to be standing there in a 10-piece suit, and put on my page, yeah. Make sure y'all come through Hot Talk Radio. We'll be in the building. We're doing it again. June the 12th. Bring that loud pack with you. It's going down again. Let's go. Was they smoking?
That's why they burnt that bread up. We were so hot up in that bitch. She opened them doors up real quick.
I'm just confused at this point. How you going to tell me to bring some loud pack? Like, we're going to be standing outside rolling blunts and shit. I don't smoke no loud pack. I am the loud pack.
Wow, it ain't even that type of event. We ain't trying to go to Rice Street.
I told Reginald I was going to put their ass on black. I said, your retarded ass friend, which is, you know, he our baby too. It's all in love, Hype Already. Hype Already on land, you know, we just being sarcastic. These are our people. We fuck with them. But he done put on the page, he trying to promote. He promoting the wrong damn, he using the wrong words for the wrong event. Now, if it was the damn Brad Boys concert, Brad Brothers concert, that's the type of lingo to use. Bring the loud pack. You don't say that to a wine tasting elegant event that you're going to be dressed in a 10-piece suit in. Now,
well, you know, this is the South Side. Shouts out to Old National. Shouts out. You already know who this is. South Side in the
West Side? West Side?
South Side.
West Inside?
Man,
am I from Zone Zero? Hey, Mama Rising.
What?
I need to know. This is Toss Up Tuesday, and I'm tossed up right now. Have you ever been in a relationship, in a new relationship, and just constantly, constantly kept thinking about a past relationship?
Swerve, she asking you a question.
I'm asking your monkey ass, too.
Yeah. First of all, this being motherfucking Tossed Up Tuesday, I got to get this shit out. If this going to be Tossed Up Tuesday, we should be talking about who on this motherfucker done got their salad tossed.
You know what, you nasty. Get the hell off the line.
You know what I'm saying? We should have changed the name of this shit, because when I think of tossed up, I'm thinking of getting my shit tossed up.
So you nasty.
Because
you nasty. You nasty, Swerve. Because when you toss up, that means you confused. You can't get the shit together. You sitting up thinking.
That shit be together like a motherfucker. Hell yeah.
Can you answer that question?
Try that.
We are not talking about tossing no salads, Swerve.
You're right.
That's that bullshit.
You're right. I'm out of line. I'm always giving to another show.
Yeah, you always doing that bullshit.
My bad.
But you know he is here to swerve and protect, so you know how he do.
Yeah, so just in case. Uh-oh.
Go ahead, Mama Rossi. Put us in line with talk about Toss Up Tuesday.
Murder Mall.
What's up, Lady Lever?
Hey, baby.
What's up, my boy?
I've been sitting here worried all the time. Now I can rest. I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Oh, that's what's up. You know, I got on just for you.
You know,
wait a minute. Hold up.
You know we back together.
Wait a minute. What's going on, Murder Mall? Y'all some characters on here. Y'all funny. I ain't even going to say
it's a new
that.
Week,
so,
man. You know what I'm saying?
It's
you know,
a new week. It sure is. It sure
you know, like,
is.
Listen to that voice. I'm tossed up now. Because, see, I'm in a new relationship, but I'm thinking about Murder Mall.
Murder Mall, I'm so happy that they're so in love with you and Fiza. You know what I'm saying? That give me a chance to play my role.
So don't you even say nothing.
No. You know, I love playing my role. I'm boyfriend number two, and I love being boyfriend number two. I have no desires to be number one at all. You know what I'm saying? So I play my position. You know what I'm saying? I play it well.
They're putting the click clack on being beat now.
Exactly.
It ain't nothing new, man. It ain't nothing new to a player.
You know,
man. Always trying to
y'all
claim.
Boy, y'all boys keep up the good work.
Keep on. I'm going to find all y'all ass. Keep on.
I'm sick of this shit.
Exactly. So Mama Rossi sounds like she got a little
topic up.
She got a toss up on her mind now.
Yeah. Exactly. See what I'm saying?
Y'all messy, man.
I just need to know. I'm okay. Because it's 9:30. And I know Fee's is finna go into a song. Get your thoughts together, because it's going to be time for me to ask these damn questions and get this show on the road. So all this snickering and giggling and shit going to be cut. All
right, well, get thoughts up while the song on.
Hey, yo, you know, Twinfo sent us some new stuff from Chi-Town. We got a new R. Kelly song tonight. It's called Who's Fucking You. I don't know if this is the old one with him and Lil' Kim. This is new shit that the R doing. R. Kelly got a Gangsta Grill mixtape. Do y'all know that?
No,
well, we finna know it now.
I didn't get that, though.
Okay. Well, who's fucking you?
It's House Up, too.
bitches. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what you came in for, right? It's not to be mistaken, right?
Who's fucking you? Who's loving you? Who's taking you out of this club tonight? And have that ass all
DJ
in it club tonight. Who's find you? Who's find you? Dream. Who's listening to your dream? Who's gonna give you all the love that you need? And who's gonna make that body scream like me? Cry. Who's spending that paper on you? Who's taking them shots with you? Who's putting them diamonds around your neck? Who's kissing? Who's licking around your neck? Who's talking that freaky shit to you? Who's doing that kinky shit to you? It ain't no party like an R. Kelly party, cause it's R. Kelly party, I'm a freak somebody. Make that P-U-S-S-Y cry. Make that P-U-S-S-Y cry. Make that P-U-S-S-Y cry. Who's popping that champagne? Who's making it rain? Who's texting your phone? Who's waiting for that ass to come home? It ain't no party like a R. Kelly party, cause it's R. Kelly party, I'm a freak somebody. Make that P-U-S-S-Y cry. Make that P-U-S-S-Y cry. Make that P-U-S-S-Y cry. Oh, cry. Baby girl's gonna make it cry. Gonna make it cry. Gonna make it cry. Gonna make that P-U-S-S-Y cry. Gonna make that P-U-S-S-Y cry. Gonna make that P-U-S-S-Y cry. Gonna make it cry. Gonna make it cry.
Wow. He went real high on that one. Say what?
Wow, that was, wait a minute.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, make that, wait a minute. Ooh, honey, see.
The aura.
That's why R. Kelly be peeing on people.
See, you nasty.
Like, I'm just saying, though. Songs like that, he is allowed to piss on you.
And do a remix about it.
He can give anybody a golden shower. He is allowed to do that.
That shit was hot.
Yeah, that was
okay,
a hot joint.
We need to,
shout out to 24.
Before we
somebody said they wanted a golden shower.
You know,
see,
Mama Rising. Pee-pee girl.
Oh, wow.
Don't forget that I'm here to serve word. And protect.
Naive words.
Okay, now, I need to go down the line and find out who talked up. Because, I mean, I admit I'm talked up. Ain't no secret about me being
talked
up.
I'm
saying this guy can be that way.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
What I do. We're
going to
start off with your ass. Mama Rising.
I ain't sitting here going back and forth with your ass at night, man.
No, because your ankle fall. But in the meantime.
That's what she said.
What is that?
Better be glad.
I don't know. Sound like somebody getting tossed up.
Sound like somebody testing out some new batteries in there.
I'm telling you.
It ain't me, Uncle. Y'all would not be talking like that with my baby trying to make her a smooth ass. I had to run outside because I didn't say nothing. That's called a fucking smoothie machine.
It wasn't me, Pimp.
Okay.
Blame it on the baby, Sean. Blame it on the baby. That's how we doing it these days.
That's some new shit, right?
Hey, Swerve, that smoothie machine might make you toss, you're tossing up easier.
Exactly. Obviously.
Glad we could inspire you today, Sean.
Okay.
Don't inspire
good
me.
Out,
no, that was not a good one. Go ahead. Who's answering the question? Mama Rasha, go ahead with your question. There you go.
What? Mama Rasha, I'm sitting here listening to y'all crazy ass.
Lady Libra, you were asking questions, right?
Lady Libra was asking the question.
Sean?
She didn't laugh.
Hey, Sean.
What? Yes. How may I help you?
Have you ever been tossed up? Now, we talk about the topic right now.
Okay, okay. The topic. Yeah, okay.
All right, we want to know, have you ever been in a new relationship thinking about that old relationship?
Yeah, that's an ugly situation. So you really don't want, that's not a good situation.
But that's why we're here. That's why we're here.
It's a great situation.
It's great for the night.
Yeah, the doctor for the night. My situation is a bit different from anybody. No. Anytime I'm in a new relationship, my old flame, we end up messing around back with each other. So you try to stay up out of them around my camp. I don't know about you. But
is that because you're not getting tossed up in your new relationship?
Yeah, basically. There you go, sorry. You know what I mean.
See what I'm saying? We're here to bring it to y'all straight, live and direct, baby. She's thinking about
it
because she's not getting tossed up in her new relationship. Take it for what it's worth. Thanks for telling
me. He might be listening. He's just having some chairs, so you know.
Well, you might get tossed up tonight.
No, I don't think so. Anybody who knows me? No, anybody who knows me, I give you one try. Might give you a second. I don't like it. It's a wrap. I go cold turkey.
Well.
Yeah.
We need you to find the dude that talks it up so you can stop going to the old dude because the old dude must be doing something wrong because he can't keep you in line. So.
I'm a hard thing to change, baby.
Well, I mean, shit, just break out the damn smoothie machine and make it right.
No, because if smoothie machines are needed for those kind of interactions, I don't need you. I mean, somebody got to lead the vet room.
Hey, man, sometimes niggas try new shit. You got to be down with that.
You know, I'm very into the new, but some people don't want to try new shit, you know. They do want to lie missionary and think it's all right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Those guys aren't tossing it up.
Nah.
That ain't tossing it up.
Nah.
Not at all. We got on the line. We got a call on the line, 651. Yo.
Hello, caller. You're in the den. Radio coming at you. How may we help you?
They don't want to say, let me go to one of these calls. Let me see a new number. We're going to pull them in. They got their hand up. This is Deja. Deja.
Who?
What's good?
What's happening, Deja? Oh. Welcome to Hot Talk Radio. We're glad you tuned in and listening to us. You know, we're glad
okay,
you made
Deja.
It on here.
Excuse me, over age 21. You know what?
I can use my iPad.
Here they go.
That means shut the hell up. I'm trying to say something. We got a couple of callers that are in dire need to talk. And you know our callers come first. So that means we cut our conversation because we are doctors here and we need to fix the situation of our callers. So I'm getting ready to bring Carmen on the line and I'm getting ready to bring Deja on the line. And I need everybody to be quiet so that we can hear them and help them and show them the way.
We already had Deja on the line. Deja?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Carmen. Well, go ahead, Deja. We wanna know, you know, it's Toss Up Tuesday. You know, I know you talked to Lady Libra a little earlier. But we're glad you called in, and we want you to, you know, kind of, if you don't mind, share your thoughts on the topic that we got going tonight. And we really want to know, have you ever been in a relationship thinking about another relationship, a past relationship? Have you ever been in that situation?
Yeah, for both reasons, you know.
I'm with a nigga that I've, you know, I've been screwing around with.
Wow.
Is that Carmen?
Hello.
Yeah.
Carmen.
Mama Rizzi.
What it do? That's my nigga. What's up, Carmen?
I know. I'm going to pull you in the room because I don't think she know when we bring her on air to, you know, we're going to talk one at a time. I'm going to pull you in the room with her. And you talk to her and let her know we can bring her on because he's talking to Deja right now.
All right.
Okay.
So, Deja, you can go ahead and finish and tell us what your comment is.
I don't want to get too deep, you know what I mean, but kind of like on both sides of the fence, you know, you in something new and it's like, well, damn, this other situation, you always compare something to the next. You always do it, even subconsciously, you know what I'm saying? So I think I've definitely done that, good and bad.
All right. Well, you know, there's a second part to it, too. Do you have you ever found yourself comparing that new lover to the old lover? Is that part of the problem?
I mean, you know, in good ways and bad ways, you know what I'm saying? You might like somebody since him, and you might not like the other mother. You know, it's just... It's a toss-up, man. It's a toss-up. And if anybody say that they never got caught in a dilemma like that, like they lying, they full of shit. You shouldn't believe.
They lying. They straight lying to everybody.
Hell yeah. And they self. It's just like, you know what I mean? But to each his own. Motherfuckers kill me with that shit. Yeah. So.
Well, I mean,
I know
there's situations out there. Yeah.
It's a lot of situations. But you know what? I don't make excuse for grown folks. You know what I'm saying? I could see if this was like a kiddie show or some shit. But he grown motherfuckers and everybody know what they like and what they don't like. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just want their cake and eat it too. Then you get a situation like that, motherfucker can't even be out of that much. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like a toss-up. You got to deal with people's personalities and what they want, what they think they want. You know what I mean? So... You know, think about the old motherfucker long gone, and you should just say, you know what I'm saying? It's just like disrespectful to the next motherfucker, man.
It ain't fair. You're right. It's definitely not fair.
Nah,
it's definitely not fair. Swerve G. We're not there. Swerve G. Did you hear Dave's comment?
Yeah, I heard it. You know what I'm saying? She's definitely right on that. You know what I'm saying? For in and out on these relationships, baby. And like she said, anybody who said that they ain't never been there, they a motherfucking lie. You know what I'm saying? Because majority of times, you definitely look back at the past one and be like, it's either better or it's on the opposite end of the spectrum. You know what I'm saying?
Well, don't you definitely have to look at where you came from to know where you're going? I know where not to go.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. You may want to look at the no way where not to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, that first time you ever felt that dry cat, you know what I'm saying? You know you ain't want to go back there no more.
We gonna bring, but did you tell her?
Oh, she stopped calling me because I'm not that dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you listen to any of our previous shows, but, like, I'm that guy that believes in, I'm a trainer, so I believe in immediate feedback. You know what I'm saying? So if you
I still got to ask these type questions. I mean, I can respect that.
But what if somebody told her they like the dress? What happened? We're going to bring Carmen on. We're going to bring Carmen on the line.
That's hey, right.
We're bring Carmen on the line. Go ahead and answer some questions, baby.
Carmen.
Yes, baby.
Hi, the doctors are here at Hot Talk Radio.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Come on, ask me some questions. I got you. Come on, throw them at me. I got you.
I love you so much, Carmen.
I want to know, have you ever been in a new relationship thinking about your past relationship?
Yes, I have. Right now.
What's going on?
My baby daddy. You know what I'm saying? We've been together for 8 years. I want him, even though I ain't had him for the 4 years. You know what I'm saying? I've been clean for the 4 years because of his motherfucking ass. But, I mean, we can't cuss. Because of his bleeping ass. But I want him because, you know, he packing. But other than that, he ain't got no goddamn character or no goddamn charisma. So, where did he leave me at?
Wow, Hammer. Dr.
Where did he leave me at?
Because the nigga that I got now, he can buy me what I want, but I can buy whatever the hell I want. He can give me the stuff I want, but I can buy that at Starship. Gotcha. But can you give me that compassion that my baby daddy can give me when he hugs me and caress me, even though I don't want him?
Yeah, that's hard, because I don't want him. I was just thinking of him. You said thinking about your past love.
Right, right.
So I do think of him, and I actually talked to him today. Mm-hmm. And he sent me a picture. That nigga so goddamn built. I was like, honey, I'm going to need for you to keep that up, because I hate for you to goddamn deflate, because you will look very, very ugly. Mm. So answer that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Murder Mom, Dr. Swerve?
Yes.
Who got the answer for? What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to cut him off and just stop thinking about him, even though he told my baby girl, when you open your box for your birthday, your shoes will be in there. When she opened the box, when no shoes in there, am I just supposed to surpass that shit and just think of the dick and just go on? Hell no. Tell me what I'm supposed to do. Talk to me.
Yes, Carmen. Yes.
Or am I supposed to deal with the one that I have now that he give me compassion? He opened the door for me. He even goddamn filled my goddamn drink, and I have a choice.
You know what you need to do, Carmen?
Tell me.
First of all, you need to recognize what you really love the most.
Him.
You love being treated like a lady, you know what I'm saying, having that door open for you, you know, treating you with the compassion that you need, you know what I'm saying, because you can always work on the dick. You know what I'm saying?
That is so sweet. That is so cute.
Yeah, it's all good, baby. It's all good. Stay focused, though, all right?
Okay. I like that. That is so cute. I like that. I'm going to give up on his ass. I like what you just said, though. Where did Ness call at? Ness call. Where did Ness call at? I want to hear her story. Where Yogi at? Yogi. Ness.
Elliot, it's 9:49.
You're
late.
I'm not late, but we was letting Carmen get hers in. You know, I was like what she was saying. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I did want to. She actually brought me to our next song, and she actually is talking about this song. This song is for Carmen. So, holler back at her. Stay on the line. We're going to come back to you. But one time for Gucci Man and Church Song. Be it up.
Thank you. swag on, scrumble, that's Palladium. Two sheets blown, just fuck alone. Money never limited, so I sit with benefits. My driver need a passport. All my cars are immigrants. It's so sickening. History of witnessing. I had a girl, she quit me. Now I'm single, wanna get with me. Sticky game, they stick to me. If you see your chick with coochie, think before come out your rule. Ain't my fault your lady choosing. 430 still blowing perfect. Oh, ain't birdie rolling dirty. Wardrobe clean and deep detergent. Got your girlfriend picking curses. Say she lonely, Gucci only one. Went to meet me in person. When she met me, her, my nigga told me that she loved my
phone. And she calling my phone. She wanna be grown. We gon' get it on. She said that's been lonely. She's never around. Said she like my style.
I feel like she's stalking me. You at home and she with me, so morning it's an argument. Gucci man be dogging it, beating her down, straight pounding it. Drilling on your sheets, got your blanket at the laundromat. Wait, baby girl, throw it back. Old man might catch heart attack. Gucci man, not Harley Jack. Smack it like I'm mad at that. 26, so passionate. Oral sex, she mastered that. Pornographic poses like she posing for the internet. 1 hour, not finished yet. Never been a minute man. Always been a business man. Gotta catch the feelings, man. Got a man already now. Acting like I give a damn. Used to like her, now I don't. Got over short of kitchen span. Cool
shirt. She calling my phone. She wanna be grown. We gon' get it on.
My shirt off when I put on. She say this her favorite song. She got on my favorite song. She so hot to touch. Too filly, too much for lines. Gucci man, I'm extra joint. Show extra rubbers on my grind. Got your mic that screaming Gucci every Tuesday night. Me do it. Wish we could do it more often, but I'm often somewhere flossing. Lay it down like carpet, Barbie, Aston Martin, double park it. Beat it like we got a problem, Papa. She called me Papa. Freaking partners probably never bother with a second option. Hopping, got the matches popping, rocking while her girlfriend watching. Freaking partners probably never bother with a second option. Hopping, got the matches popping, rocking while her girlfriend watching.
She calling my phone. She wanna be grown. We gon' get it on. She said that's been lonely. She's never around. Said she like my style.
And I'm gonna beat it up. Yeah, I'm gonna beat it up. Mama Rossi.
I'm here, boo. I'm here.
It's 4 in the morning. She calling my phone.
Is y'all ready for the sports tonight, man? Because I am.
You ready for sports?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead then. Run it down then.
All right, look. Now, I've been pondering about this all day long, and I'm just gonna put it out there. Everybody been asking me, Mama Rossi, do y'all think Brett Favre coming back in 2010? That's like a question that many NFL fans want to know. It's also unfortunate that the question that, you know, many NFL fans would just assume to never hear about again. Quite frankly, I don't want him to come back. I'm sick of his on and off retirement. It's been well documented over the past few seasons. He blew the last playoff game. He's always blowing games. I don't want him to come back. There was some rumors about Brett Favre retiring before he ever left the Green Bay Packers. Favre seemed to go back and forth so much that the Packers seemed content on going the direction of Aaron Rodgers, a bit earlier than what might have happened if he hadn't. Then we had to endure the Brett Favre goddamn blowout in the, like I said, in the last goddamn playoff game he did. Man, Brett Favre, you had the little ankle surgery. We don't want you to come back. Please go sit your ass down. You're 41 years old. You got your championship ring before. We don't want to see your motherfucking ass. So that's really so about it.
Can Brett I ask Favre, you a question, Mama Rossi? While yeah. you on Brett Favre, did you actually see the type of season that he had last year?
I mean,
that was the best season statistically that he's ever had.
His season was good. For him to be 40 years old, his season was good. But I'm saying Brett Favre is one of them quarterbacks where he always blows games. Why would you – I mean, come on now. The last quarter, third down, why? He's making dumb decisions. I just think it's time for him to just sit down, point blank. I just think he needs to sit that ass down. I mean, he had his time. Now let other people come in and, you know, show what they need to do. You got your ring once. It's cool. You can relax. Sit your ass down.
Did he get one or two with Green Bay?
Huh?
Did he get one or two with Green Bay?
You said did he get one or two what now?
With Green Bay, did he get one or two rings?
I thought he only got one.
I think he only
it was
got
one.
I think I'm getting two.
I think so.
Okay. All right.
I don't remember.
Well, thank you.
But yeah, that's what it is.
Thank you, Mama Rossi. That's some hot shit because Brett Favre just had surgery, so he may be coming back. We got Cola on the line. Cola, where are you at? Cola.
Hello.
Hey, Cola. Is that Coca-Cola?
Yeah, that's me, shaped like a Coca-Cola bottle.
Oh, goddamn, I love you.
Well, here's my problem. I don't agree that it can always be worked with. Because although it's not about the size, it's about the motion in the ocean. But I've been used to extra large, and right now I'm in a small.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
And a small is not getting done what I'm used to getting done. However, I feel overall the small, just in character, everything is better for me.
Okay.
So what am I to do?
Question. Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you say small, is it small like you can tolerate it small, or is it small like flipping out every 5 seconds small?
Both.
Oh, my God, Jesus.
Oh, This is a heavier case that Dr. Swerzy has been dealing with. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm gonna let you know, baby, is that number one, I'm gonna ask you one thing. Have you told him? I know he know it slips out, but have you told him that you know you prefer a little something larger?
Well, no, because I don't want to hurt, you know, they're nice, they're good people. They're good people
right.
overall. You know what I mean? Just really. And the old people was just a bunch of drama for years. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's just what I'm used to. And it's, so I don't really know what to do.
All right, well, let me ask you.
But it's just hard to settle, you know what I mean, when you're used to something else.
Is that something
so
that
now
you
I
really want
to
put up with?
Well, I want to keep the person, and then I want to keep the other person on the side.
Mm.
Oh, whoa. So you're not only thinking about him, you with him.
No, not yet. This ain't happening.
You haven't brought it back in the picture yet. You're trying to see what's going on, if you should.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give him one more chance.
Cola.
No. I don't want to bring him in. I don't want to bring him in relationship-wise or anything.
Put your clothes off.
I just want to fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Cola. Cola.
Yeah.
This Mama Rice, I got a question. Does anything else make up for lack? Does anything else make up for the lack of the smallness? Anything? Does he you know.
Well, yeah, it was. I mean, yeah, but then, like, other things are starting to come out. So I'm getting kind of frustrated with that, too.
Nah,
including the small penis.
Right. You know what I mean? Because, you know, people hide stuff in the beginning, then as you're around them more, then the truth comes out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, you're good people, but you may be good people and you broke. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe good people and, you know what I'm saying?
No,
you just
pot.
You're not giving it to me long enough. Even, you know what I'm saying? You could be worked with, but it just ain't, I ain't getting it frequently enough. So that's what's making me want to.
Is this an older gentleman or a younger gentleman?
Yeah, kind of older.
But you know what I'm older than you?
About 6 years older than me.
You know what I was glad to hear you here, though, that you didn't say in the beginning? Because in the beginning,
what?
The first thing you said was that it can't be worked with. But your last comment just said it can be worked with, but you're not getting it enough. So what we really need to get to is the root cause of this whole problem. Is it that you're not getting enough, or is it because, and you're not getting it enough, it's starting to make you get upset at a lot of things that you were able to look over. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
So if the real issue is you're just not getting it enough, then again, like I said, that's an easy fix. You know what I'm saying? He's either going to give it to you more, or you're right, you move on. You know what I'm saying? But the thing you need to let him know that. You know what I'm saying? That
you
have a high sex drive and you want it some more.
I want to interject real quick before
interject,
I get off the
baby.
Phone.
Run the show, baby.
Men, y'all don't understand women, okay? When we have a lot of stuff on our, like, okay, say you ain't, you ain't really got to have no big dick or nothing like that. Sometimes it ain't the size. Sometimes it is the motion of the ocean or whatever. But when it all boils down to being mental. If you're not stimulating our mental and we got shit on our mind, sometimes we don't want to be fucked. Would it be days we don't want to have sex? Then it be days when we want it. Well, we want you to take it. If I'm in the kitchen, take it. If I'm in the bed, take it. Don't wait on us.
Right. There you go.
Amen.
I'm saying is,
Amen.
Hold on. Let me finish. Cause I'm, it's,
I know.
It's
I want you to finish so bad.
It's,
you know what I'm saying?
This all I'm saying, because a lot of men get us confused. We not looking for no big 12-inch dick. We not looking for no nigga to, you know, just to beat our walls out and all of that. We just want you to be available. Sometimes we want you to take it. Sometimes let us take it. Like, don't hassle us all the time. It gets boring. Repetition sometimes gets boring. The same shit all the time, it bores us, which causes us to go out and cheat or do whatever. It may be the same for y'all, but I'm just saying, with women, we're just real funny with it. It ain't always about the size, man. It ain't got nothing to do with that. So
hey, I definitely appreciate you.
I bet you
I
do.
I appreciate your honesty. No,
I'm
serious. I do.
Honest.
I appreciate your honesty and that you calling in and giving your comments, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of women out there that feel the same way. You know, that you already got a fan crowd when you started talking. Some of our people on here already was on your boat. So you see, hot talk, there's a lot of people out here, baby, that you ain't by yourself. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that they got that same feeling, and I feel where you're coming from with that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the same way. I want to walk in the house from work sometime, you know what I'm saying, and not have to always do the foreplay to set the mood.
Hi, welcome to Hot Talk Radio.
Damn. You already over the counter.
What a dope.
Hi, who's this?
We got a caller upset calling me saying they can't get through. So Hot Talk Radio, we is like bumping tonight. They mad because they can't get through the line. Jesus.
Let them in. Open the door. Let everybody in.
But shout out to Cola, man, for calling in.
Yeah.
And
damn show shout out
to topic on, you know what I'm saying? So we want y'all, man, to understand us. But then again, there's some stuff y'all don't need to know.
No, don't be like that. We want to know everything.
Bring on.
Don't need to know everything. We pretty sure we don't know everything about y'all.
You're right.
Nah, that's one thing they need to know, though, Mama Russell. I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I agree totally. I mean, some things men just need to know. The only thing is, a lot of them just don't take heed to the whole situation.
Yeah,
you
but
know.
You know how they do when we tell them certain stuff, they get an attitude. And it's like, it ain't really no nice way to say it because you don't want to offend nobody. But then again, it is what it is. You feel what I'm saying?
See, a lot of men don't understand. You taking it means, you know what I'm saying, that you paying attention to my needs and my wants. It doesn't always mean, dog, all you want to do is jump on top of me. You know what I'm saying? Women, we don't take it as that right there, because if you get you a good woman, she's going to give it to you anything you want. She don't care if her leg hurt, her head hurt. She really don't care, you know what I'm saying, if you get you a good one. You know what I'm saying? There will be times when she's going to be like, no, I don't want to do it. But at the end of the day, she's going to do it. She's going to feel her needs as a woman. But a woman wants to still want it. Just want to be still wanted.
Yeah.
Squeeze my boot. Squeeze it. You know, let me know that you're interested in me.
It be times when she don't even want to penetrate. Just hold me. Just hold me and say, baby, you know, man, baby, I love you so much. You know, just hold me. Just a beautiful night. I mean, it ain't always got to be about sex. Then again, sometimes I want you to tie me up and throw my ass off the bed. It just depends on the, you know, a man just need to know they woman, point blank, period. I mean,
What up?
There you go, Hattie. What up? What's cracking like on this thing tonight, man? Good show going on tonight, man. Me and my girl just sitting here listening.
I know you got something to say. We got Juicy on the line.
What's up, Juicy? How you doing? Welcome to Hot Talk Radio. This is Girl Shine.
Hey,
we got
four
feet.
What's happening?
Hi.
What's up, Juicy? Mama Rafi in the building.
What's happening? Just listening.
So y'all asked Juicy the question. Let's hear what she got to say. Shine.
That's for the fellas. Ask Juicy the question.
Yeah, I guess we got them shut up. They all quiet and stuff. What y'all, y'all pondering?
No,
I'm
quiet because, you know, my speaker over here acting a fool, so I can't hear shit nobody saying no how.
Call on your metro.
Y'all sound like robots.
Feezy. Well, Feezy don't got quiet. Murder
what's happening? Swerve will take this shit over. What's
Swerve.
Hey,
how you? What's the topic?
Hmm? Who on it?
Ask Juicy the topic.
The topic is, have you ever been in a new relationship thinking about your past relationship? Have you ever found yourself comparing your new lover to an old lover? Did your new lover drive you back to your old lover? Did your new lover make you realize that you have been mistreated by a previous lover?
Well, I feel like that, like, a lot of people get used to things. And so, by them being used to it, like, they go out looking for, you know what I'm saying, what they used to. You know what I'm saying? When you really got the days. Days. Well, you know, days. Be open. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Okay. Like,
don't compare nobody, you know what I'm saying, to nobody that you done had, you know what I'm saying, like, find something that you interested in, you know what I'm saying, focus on what you got, you know what I'm saying, and see what's up with that. She, that got me like, I don't know what to say.
Wow. Cola, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did that kind of help you out, or you still want to bring in Mandingo?
Oh, my God.
I'm coming.
What's up,
go ahead, DJ Sweet. Go ahead, DJ Sweet.
Call me?
Oh.
All I got to say is, man, if y'all folks out there, y'all with somebody and y'all think about other folks, man, you think about your old relationship, man, y'all need to cut that out, man. Because got in a new relationship because the old relationship wasn't cracking no more, man. So if you're still thinking about the old, man, just let it go, man. You know what I mean? And another thing I want to say is, you know,
how far we right now, keep it up.
What is that?
I said, that's sweet for you. You know, he don't never say shit you want him to say.
Like, you know, I got to, you know, I'll be, you know, I'm with my girl and stuff right here, so, you know, I kind of got to be about what I say, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to fuck myself up about all that shit there.
What did she think, sweet? You know how you tell them thick people need to go somewhere because they have too much in the summer. You know, you always saying something off the fucking wall. I'm sick of you.
Hey, just like what Mama Roxy just said, you know what I'm saying? She just want to lay back and sometimes just want to be held and all that stuff. Man, it's too hot to be doing all that holding us on time, man.
Please, you better kick your legs. Man, look, y'all. Hold up. Wait a minute. First off, listen to this. First of all, we all niggas on this phone. Y'all know what to do when it get too hot. You got down, throw one leg off the bed, put the other leg over the covers, and then turn your pillow over on the cold side, and I still want you to hold me. Y'all know how niggas do.
Why we just can't cut the fan on?
Cut the fan on and put the fan in the room. Oh,
we can't just go on the porch and fuck.
Man, y'all hell on wheels. Hot Talk Radio, y'all is hell. Y'all.
I didn't do it.
Juicy, are you over there thinking about that past?
Juicy
said, damn, I'm
dead. You sound like you're having a private moment over there.
I can't see him.
Juicy said, damn.
Wow.
Well, I ain't never.
Y'all can say what y'all want to say. All y'all lying. If y'all can have y'all cake and eat it too, y'all would and not get caught.
Look, ladies.
Well, that's something we do. That's something we do anyway.
Well, let the doctor lady leave her seat. Now, I got a nigga for everything I need. So if you need one for that and another for that, keep all their motherfucking asses. And when they find out about it, just start over new.
Damn.
That ain't no good advice at all. That ain't good advice for nobody. That's why niggas tired getting slashed and car getting keyed up and all that shit for that same fucking ass advice you just gave.
What you mean? Who is that?
That's Swerve.
Fuck it is. Swerve. I'm laying the lane in this motherfucker. You know who it is.
That's my baby. I love you, Swerve.
You're right.
Hey, Lady Libra.
What, boo?
Can I send a shout out to my folks in Chi-Town? I'm addicted to this new twin folks. Obama's in my pocket, man. And this, I'm with them, man. Let's put Obama on a $150 bill. Fuck it. They can't beat him. If they can't beat us, join them. 24, holler at your boy.
Hey, you know we got that Obama money, right?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we counting that right now.
I got Obama's in my pocket, got Obama's in my pocket, hey. Obama's in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool, I'm cool,
hey.
I'm cool, I'm cool,
hey.
I'm cool, I'm cool,
hey.
I'm cool.
With these Obamas.
I got Obama's in my pocket, got Obama's in my pocket,
hey.
Obama's in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool, I'm cool,
hey.
I'm cool.
I'm cool,
hey,
I'm cool,
with these Obamas.
E, I got Obama.
Obamas in my denim, $100 pair I'm wearing, like my pocket filled up with millions. Hey. My flow is off the ceiling. With my money, yes, I be spending. Got me feeling like I'm Nino, acting just like I'm a villain. Hey. I'm an animal, I'm a problem. No, sir, I cannot be tamed. When it comes to Barack Obama, I do away with pocket change. This recession, copping jewelry. My designer, Louis V. Way beyond fly. See my pilot taking us overseas. Hey. Loaded, loaded, overloaded. Yeah, my jeans are overflowing. Like this Ciroc that I'm pouring. Filling up my cup with a little bit of orange. Now we pouring out of state. Packing clubs and coliseums. That's why I be wearing shades. Haters swear I don't see 'em. Obama's in my pocket. Got Obama's in my pocket. Obama's in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
With these Obama.
I got Obama's in my pocket. Got Obama's in my pocket.
Hey.
Obama's in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
I got that Obama money.
My flow is nasty, other words unsanitary. You said you hot as me, first, no, secondary. Do you understand it clearly? You can't relate, fam, cause I'm ballin' out of this world, so you can call me Space Jam. Money was prescribed as my medicine. Homie, I have evidence, this right, this shit's a heritage.
Hey.
Do you know your history? You don't, well, go and look it up. You can call me the cable man, yes, fam, I'm about to hook it up. So why you in my target? Officer, what the charge is? 25 to life, cause we banging out the hardest. These Obamas in my pocket just refers to having profit. 24/7 equals the grind. Do you agree? Well, get behind us.
Got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket.
Hey.
Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
With these Obamas.
I got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket.
Hey.
Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
Hey,
I'm cool.
With these Obamas.
Hey.
E, my lead lady got an office job. Green money, white house. Stay low key in an armor car. Big doors, marble floors, top flight security. The size of my guard, like the Statue of Liberty. You talking reckless,
man.
Go check our records,
man.
You get the message,
man.
Very impressive,
man.
You see us go hard like we rocking in a mosh pit. You can't help but see us cause we stick out like a bird. It's on the hood of your Suburban. You take time and wipe it off. Tony Danza on these smoke. Y'all know who's the boss. There's no replacement. Your money's lower than a basement. We hustle till we ancient. Can't keep up with all your age.
I got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket.
Hey.
Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
With these Obamas.
I got Obamas in my pocket.
Got Obamas in my pocket.
Hey.
Obamas in my pocket.
Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
With these Obamas.
Obama's in my motherfucking pocket.
Hello.
How about that? Well, Mama Rossi.
What up?
What they do? Your ankle still swole?
Yeah, yeah. I'm still over here laid up, man. Ankle messed up, but I'm good.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Too loud. Jesus.
Cause I'm just trying to figure out why I took my mic off mute, and all of a sudden he went back to mute. Elliot, if I find you fucking with me, I'm gonna blow your damn head off.
Well,
I
thought it was bite your head off.
Before y'all get crunk, I'm about to go. It's 10:20. I'm tired. I gotta go. I don't feel good.
I can't see your shit.
I got you. Well, Mama Rasta, we gonna holler at you. We appreciate you. Hollering at us in your injured state. You on IR right now with Brett Favre. You might have to get the same surgery that Brett Favre got, so you might want to get with him and ask him what his doctor has.
Hell no, I don't want that. I'm going to
have. You don't want that?
No, I don't want that. I don't want that. Look at this shit. Anyway, good night, Lady Libra, Sean, Swerve, Murder Mall, Twin Folk. All the new callers calling in. Appreciate it. You know, Hot Talk Radio. We doing big things. I'm about to go to Dreamland. I'm tired.
You sound like you on death row.
I'm tired as hell, nigga. If y'all don't know,
you next
in
line with the salad toss.
Wait a minute. I got a reason for the way I sound. If y'all don't know my profession, I am a bill collector. So I do a lot of talking all day long, and I make money by using my voice. So I'm tired of the phone. I'm sick of the phone. I don't want to talk no more, so I'm finna hang up. I'm tired. I got to start this shit over all day tomorrow, and I got to get my money. So good night, Hot Talk Radio. Holla at y'all Thursday. Wait.
Hello.
What is it, Monday? What is today?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
And
so
you tossed up.
Thursday.
Don't get tossed up.
It's all good. You ain't got to make no excuses for us.
I'm
exactly.
On my period. I'm on my cycle.
Excuse me. Get the fuck off the line with that bullshit.
Hey, so you doing the tossing tonight? Yeah.
Damn, fuck y'all.
There it is. Sean, let her hold a slushy machine so she can get it together.
What y'all know about them always with wings? Get the hell off my phone.
Okay, watermelon flavor tonight.
Y'all know.
Crazy.
Fruit roll up.
Which one of my men is this?
Hey, what's happening? This is Sean.
Hey, Sean.
What up? Hey, what's happening, man? I ought to get on his phone about these goddamn mosquitoes up in my damn crib.
Who is that?
This Sean right here.
Okay, I think I see Big. Is this you, Big?
No, this Sean right here.
No, but I think I see Big, too.
No, it's only one Big, and it's me.
Yo, partner back on.
Now, Sean and Big, I got a question.
Okay.
I got a question. You know, we done played some of your music. We done played the new Hot Talk intro. It's a motherfucking bomb. But I still got to make you do what everybody else have to do here at Hot Talk Radio. I want to know, have you ever been in a new relationship, thinking about your past relationship?
Yeah, I think about this shit right now, and I ain't even in a relationship.
I mean, you in a relationship with me? What are you talking about?
Oh, well, I'm thinking about somebody right now, then. I confess about that shit, you know.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm thinking about somebody right now. I'm trying
After this weekend, you thinking about somebody else?
Yeah, I've been trying to get a contact with you.
Confirmation.
I'm putting you into a private room.
Her husband keep on picking up the damn phone. He needs to go play some basketball or something. You know, you fucking know what I got going on.
You know,
Twin Folk, y'all wore her out so bad last weekend she couldn't even do the show. Y'all wore her out, dog. What y'all? Did they finally give you what you was looking for, Lady Libra?
You see, she lost her voice.
Damn, she lost everything. Energy, voice. All of it. She even lost her damn man.
Yeah, she like that hot cone.
Y'all fucked her up, dog.
Yeah, she like that hot cone.
It's three of them.
She took all three of them on?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Lucky me.
Yeah, she like that hot cone.
Great.
That's hot cone.
That's why we went to Lucky Line. Mm-hmm. I want to know, do you find yourself comparing your new lover to your old lover?
Who that for?
Keep going back.
That's up for you.
That's for both of y'all.
Oh,
for me?
I'm doing that right now. Hell the fuck yeah.
I'm going to beat your ass, B. I swear to God.
For real?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, cause the last girl, you know what I'm saying? They don't like to, they like to use their teeth and shit. You know what I'm saying? I look here. This ain't gonna work.
Motherfucker, 35 years old with braces and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 35 years old.
Your teeth are already fucked up. You ain't gotta go and put no braces on now.
You wrong for that.
Slapping on the face. Well, y'all niggas do it. Slapping
on the face, all this shit.
That,
older women trying to get young. That ain't what
you're doing.
Yeah, can't be 35 years old asking me, is you doing it right?
What the hell? Now, you know, those older ladies, they getting plastic surgery on their vaginas these days. They doing vagina reconstruction these days. For the cougars out there, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my cougars listening to Hot Talk Radio.
They all want to talk to you right now.
No, they don't. I've been drinking.
That's motherfucking right.
Sean and B, did you?
Hey, what's up? On that shit.
Hello, did your new lover drive you back to an old lover?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that just happened. Like mother.
So did your new lover make you realize that you had been mistreated by a previous lover?
Yeah, I can't say that.
I'm gonna make you realize it.
Hey, damn.
I'm getting some real shit, man.
Hey, Big. Why don't
you? We got so many fans. They might be on this phone right now. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, say the wrong shit.
No, you can say the right shit, you know what I'm saying? Well, me say
it? No. We'll block this area code then.
Elliot, I meant Feezy.
What's happening? What's going down?
Tell them to introduce the next song since they wrote it, which is about tonight's topic. They thought of this topic while we was riding on our way down to Lucky Lounge where we saw Frankie. Whose mama is that?
Oh, yeah, Keisha Cole.
Keisha Cole,
yeah,
mama.
Keisha Cole.
That thing is a sight for sore eyes.
Oh, mama.
Yeah. What time for twin folk?
Twin folk, introduce your next song.
Show and tell.
That's show and tell?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I worded it wrong, but that's the same one.
All right. Show and tell on the air.
Twin folks. Diggler. And I don't know about y'all, this is how I feel about this girl. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder why we in the mall, other niggas wanna take a stab. But you ain't getting shit but another grab. Her girlfriend's like, damn, what's going on? You must be with Major, no cell phone.
girl, you my main squeeze. Got me on lockdown, so I can't leave. Your best friend's like, damn, girl, you can't see. The bitch might be out cheating with a young tease. Got it all wrong, they just some big haters. They're playing games, so tell me who the real players. Focus on us, never mind them. Even though my eyes on another 9 of 10.
But I really want her. I think about you, but I really want her.
But I don't think I really, really love ya. Cause I got my eyes on another chick. And I know what you're thinking, I'm devilish. Cause I'm looking for a girl that's a veteran. Put your work on me like medicine. If I get one of them, I'm a better man. If I find one tonight, I'ma settle in.
What's up, world? Ty Talk Radio. And that was the new song by Twin Folks. I'm with Herbert, I'm thinking about you. I'm with you, I'm thinking about her. However it go, he tossed the fuck up. He tossed up. How you gonna be with one person and thinking about somebody else? This shit ain't right. If I find out that y'all thinking about somebody else when y'all with me, that's y'all ass.
That's the same shit Swerve just got through talking about. Nigga, she gets scratched up, shot at, and all that. Look at you.
You been there. I wish a nigga would be thinking about somebody else when they with me. I ain't gonna play with y'all. Y'all gonna do right by Lady Libra. It's just that simple.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, hell yeah. You, your ass too. What?
Well, I guess we just have to abide by that these days. if that's what's going to make you not shoot at me and scratch up my car, then that's cool.
I'm going to get a ladder. I'm going to climb up the ladder and slap the shit out you.
Don't do it.
He like 7 feet and I'm like 5 feet. So I got to climb up a ladder to slap the shit out of him.
Stop the violence.
No. But now I'm mad. The song sounds good when I'm mad.
You see what y'all did, 12-volt?
What y'all doing?
All
right,
about that topic. We
got to
talk about something else now.
No, yeah, we
done. Yeah, we can't even. Y'all song that just took it there. Like, that was the one that took it there. You know what I'm saying?
And on the most.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So y'all, that's one of y'all new tracks right there, huh?
Yeah.
Just dropped that motherfucker with Smokey.
Yeah, all the girls like
okay,
that.
Okay, now Smokey is another Chi-Town artist?
No, he used to sing with a player, with a Static Major.
Okay.
Yeah, with Static Major too.
I got an artist down here in Duval, man. I might want y'all to do some things with, man. If y'all ever fly through Florida.
What the hell?
Okay.
We supposed to be talking about damn topic, and y'all promote. Y'all talking about.
Well, you in that ass, so we was trying to let you get a drink in, you know, cool off. You know what I'm saying? The song touched you, and we was trying to let you get yourself together.
Yeah, we hooked up with him,
dog. We'll talk about that off the air. She blowing us up right now. I have to get a better explosion.
I'm driving off.
You driving off?
Yeah.
Was that a 4-tempo?
Yeah, that's what that was. Getting the fuck up.
91.
Why you hating? Why you hating?
Tell me why you hating.
Tell me why you hating, boo. It's gonna be me and you hating.
Swerve on her, Swerve. Did she want to pull off Swerve on her one time?
She ain't trying to talk about nothing. She ain't talking about nothing, dog.
Am I? Where is Murder Mall at?
Murder Mall, easy.
I'm going to write him up.
Akia performing. Yeah, like, you got
He wrote up. Let me see who else going to be wrote up.
We still got Cola on the line, too. Cola, hey, Cola. What's up, Cola?
Hey.
You ain't going to be making no strange phone calls tonight when you get off the phone, are you?
No. No.
Now, I want to know, I like Swerve. Like, are you going to tell this young man how you feeling about this? I mean, you know, y'all can go down there, take out a little trip to this, that, and the other on Car Parkway.
This, that,
you
and
know,
another restaurant called it?
This, that, and the other.
I ain't
go
going
to. Go check down. That out. Wow. They got a back room. They got a back room back there. That's on Carl Parkway. But I'm pretty sure, you know, y'all starship and insurrection died up there in Atlanta. So maybe y'all need to make a trip there so you can, you know, have your cake and eat it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to help you out tonight. You know what I'm saying? You seem to be in disarray and sending up the SOS sign. So like we're trying to answer it. You know.
I mean, what's the easy way to say it? I mean, what's a nice way to say it?
There is no nice way to say that.
Exactly.
Just, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you just have to be honest, you know what I'm saying? It needs to be a real sit-down conversation, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully he's not a violent person.
Say that again?
Hopefully he's not a violent person. If he's violent, you might want to send it in a text message.
Okay.
But, you know. Seems to be you know, you really dig that young man, but he just ain't giving you what you need. So now what? Now that you done brought that to all our attention, what's your plan of action right now? Do you have a plan of action?
Not as of yet.
Not as of yet. Uh-uh. Lady Libra, do you have a plan of action for her? Can you help her out?
Yeah. See, he's all wrong. You know how that Libra is. The more the merrier. I figure you keep one for one thing and keep him for whatever it is that you like about him. And if either one of them are missing anything, pick up a third one.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
I'm going to ask this
straight out the mouth.
Gary,
you made the devil.
Say what?
What you say? What you got for Cola?
Cola, honestly, I'm telling you the truth. Somebody was listening while we were going on. Mm-hmm. It goes back to the women. Women, we go by the 80-20 rule. You know what I'm saying? We always feel like a man, always looking for his 20%. Is the other man your 20, or is he your 80? And that's. There you go.
She think this is why did I get married and shit.
What if it's a tie?
what if it's 50-50, then there you go.
Well, I'm saying this right here, go and both on shit. Can we all just move in one house? How about that?
You know, people actually doing that these days now.
People actually do this. I ain't lying to you. I met a lady. She told me her
her and her husband live right in the cul-de-sac where both his girlfriends live on the side of.
That's that big male like, shit right there.
So, I mean, if it's 50-50, it's somewhere. Somebody got 51-49. You really ain't telling the real story. Yeah, I know. Been there and done that. Everybody ain't 50-50.
I need all my men. All 30 of them.
Honey, if all 30 men can live up in your house, you know what? She's a bad mama. Don't play your song. That's what I'm going to tell you. Play your song on that one.
I mean, like a bunch of females can live in a house than a bunch of niggas.
No, I can't
live like that. But I'm saying, like, how things go now, how she deal, like, I mean, that's a player shit. But he'll put his money long, and he can time, and he got it like that to have multiple women, and they still get on the act with each other without doing this and that, then that's fine. But a house full of niggas, because she want all these niggas, and she fuck gonna be like, damn, what the fuck going on in now? You know what I'm saying? See, that shit, that's some different shit.
If I ever catch a hoe on my husband, we're going to have an issue. I'm that one.
Okay. But
why you got to jump on her? Should you jump on the husband?
But you want more than one man, but you don't want your man to have more than one woman.
Exactly. Hell, I mean, men have more than one woman.
Women have more than one man. I mean, are they not happy to rule with the one they
got? It's whatever rules you set up with you in your relationship. It's whatever rules. Everybody can't come out, you know what I'm saying? Everybody need to play their position. You ain't going to be the MVP of the game. You understand? Basketball team run with 11, 12 men. Everybody ain't going to be on the court at the same time. You understand that? Now, whoever your MVP, that's the utmost respect. Whoever your sideline or playing point guard or guard at that time, you do what you do to keep him. But your bench, that's your bench. You get called when I tell you I'm going to call you. Everybody got to play their position.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, that's real talk. That's female and male. Now, see, the thing is, a lot of women, we get up out of character because you don't want to play your position. No, you the tramp. Play your tramp position. You the hoe.
Play it well, damn it.
They won't nobody take your seat. You won't have to feel left out if you playing your position. But if you're not playing it, get away. You will be excused. Pick up your pink slip at the door. It's simple.
Practice makes perfect.
It's simple. Now, y'all ain't never heard me, but I be trying to give y'all some real stuff. I try to talk to you. Women, y'all don't really want to hear no real. Y'all want some nigga to skeeve in your ear, but then shit, you gonna clean that shit out for the next nigga. Real.
That real shit.
Who did that? I wish a motherfucker would put anything in my goddamn ears as much as my ears.
Why not? You press it in your mouth? Why you can't see it in your ears? Come on.
I can't hear the time my speaker acting up.
No, you can't hear because it's in your ear. Clean that shit out. It's in your ear.
And on that note, we're going to go to the last song for the night.
No,
it's my little brother. We're going to come back, y'all. Nick Carter, Can't Stop My Shine, man.
Yeah. Got to get to a row. Every time. Nick Carter, Duval County. Stand up. Can't take my shine away. I ain't tripping on nothing, I'ma find a way. So, hey, can't take my shine away. I'm preparing for the march, still living for the day. So, hey, can't take my shine away. Ain't no games to be played, only money to be made. So, hey, can't take my shine away. You can hate,
you can hate, you can hate. But you can't show me the mic so I can tell you about the life. Money soul searching, no longer looking for a wife. Lost in love with a chick, really my only type. Some women that do you wrong, all these dollars will get you right. I'm trying to get paid, you know why I was raised to get money. Sit back, blow haze in the shade. Hey, at my lowest of lows, I'm still getting higher than the kite. As you can see, I'm out of sight, aight. Can't take my shine away, I ain't tripping on nothing, I'ma find a way. So, hey, can't take my shine away. I'm preparing for tomorrow, still living for the day. So, hey, can't take my shine away. Ain't no game to be played, only money to be made. So, hey, can't take my shine away. You can hate, you can hate, you can hate, but you can't. Cool shit coming live through your speakers. Rolling up trees, getting higher than your tweeters. If the world hungry, then this knowledge I'ma feed them. And if you ain't keep it real, my nigga, then I don't need you. Yeah, that's why I'm riding for the same clip since day one. We ain't never been on that lame shit. In your girl's world, yes, I am famous. Had a few freaks, but they still remain nameless. Can't take my shine away. I ain't tripping on nothing, I'ma find a way. So, ayy, can't take my shine away. I'm preparing for tomorrow, still living for the day. So, ayy, can't take my shine away. Ain't no games to be played, only money to be made. So, ayy, can't take my shine away. You can hate, you can hate, you can hate, but you can't. This thing pumping and jumping just like hydraulic. Flies on the go and you're hating, ain't about to stop it. Broad start choosing, pulling stacks out my pocket. Man, I'm about to take off and explode just like a rocket. Pull up in the vert on 26s or 28s. Dutch is full of hydro, that just keep a nigga feeling great. Believe it, I'm eating when it's money on the dinner plate. Gotta go and give it to you now, so I ain't finna wait. Can't take my shine away. I ain't tripping on nothing, I'ma find a way. So, hey, can't take my shine away. I'm preparing for tomorrow, still living for the day. So, hey, can't take my shine away. Ain't no game to be played, only money to be made. So, hey, can't take my shine away. You can hate, you can hate, you can hate, but you can't.
To infinity and beyond.
Hot talk.
Corey G. It's me.
What's happening?
You heard your frat brother?
You know I heard my boy stepping in one time for the nasty news. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hot talk, we got 15 minutes. Lady Libra, you there? Lady Libra. Hot talk radio
getting tossed up.
Getting tossed up. I know Juicy still here. Juicy done left us too. Let me go to call.
Maybe it's good times for everyone.
Are we back?
Yeah, good time for everybody.
Yeah. Let the good times roll.
Shout out to the people that's listening to us on the switchboard. If you got anything to say, you can press 1. We'll get right to you. You know what I'm saying? We got somebody actually Skyping in tonight, too. Shout out to you, to all my Skype users. You know what I'm saying? Lady Libra, we got 10 minutes left. Anything that people out there in Hot Talk Land need to know?
I also wanted to let them know that in the event that they wanted to chat with us, just hit us up in the chat room and, you know, somebody will respond back to you. We're going to be going 5 to 6 days strong. We're going to have the men's movement Mondays and what women want Wednesdays. And I'm thinking about a fashion Friday or a freestyle Friday. We're going to go hard. So, you know, those of you all who can't listen, there I go my Chardonnay. For those who can't listen on certain days, we got something special for you. We're going to be going 5 to 6 days a week. It's a lot of us here, and we all got something to say, and we all got our special part that we play. And it's going down here, Hot Talk Radio. Hot Talk Radio is that beast. So let your people know. Give them the number. Tell them to listen in through the computer. All shows are on demand. All you got to do is go to the site. And it's this little icon that looks like a microphone, which is through the, what is that thing called? What is it called, Feezy?
Podcast.
On iTunes. And it'll take you back to every single show that we've ever done that I didn't delete. Because I delete some. But that's what I do. It's like me coming to your motherfucking speaker. Beware, I'm a beautiful damn nightmare.
Twin folks.
Yeah. What's happening?
Who we got on? Sean, you still on?
Yeah, I'm still on.
You got anything to say to the people out there in Hot Talk Land before we get off the radio?
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody to go download the new Obama's in My Pocket at iSound.com for 99 cents, you know. And we got the I Know video coming soon. We're doing the editing right now. So, you know, we're going to put Hot Talk Radio, you know, on the map big time this time.
Hot Talk Radio t-shirts will be in that video and also will be available on the HotTalkRadio.com page as soon as Elliot connects the store. I'm going to go to rehab because I can't seem to hold my alcohol. But that's what I believe in. That's what I do.
You been drinking again?
Always. I'm never sober. What the hell am I going to be sober for? Only person be sober is Sean in the club drinking water for no reason.
What are you talking about, me?
No, not you. You be drunker than me. What the hell are you talking about?
I been saying, I know you ain't talking about the Sean that I know.
No, I'm talking about twin folks, Sean. 1, 2, 3, lucky me.
I saw
the
Jesus. Yes, ma'am.
Boy, it's why me and Steve can handle that after the show.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
What happened?
It happened. That's what happened. It happened.
It did.
I ain't called you on my lunch today, Swerve, and I could tell a difference in you when I don't talk to you throughout the day. Mama going to call you tomorrow, and I'm going to call you Thursday. But you could do better on the show.
I'm going to be busy.
Busy.
Exactly. Pull them out, then.
Goddamn word. Shout out to Dungeon Family's Backbone. Who gave us that name that we are about. We got 6 minutes. Play that loud for Backbone.
Take it fresh, your own.
What? Okay, I got you. I got some fun.
Yeah. What it is,
what it is,
what no,
what no,
they hollin',
smoke that shit,
fire up that dope,
fire up that dope,
that loud,
500 pack,
what is that,
that Wayne-y-ass.
That Wayne-y-ass,
home heat that strong, roll up,
yeah,
VSOP,
yeah,
pull up,
yeah,
oh that's that thing,
show no.
Yeah, that's that gas.
Yeah,
that super threat.
Yeah,
stay stupid high.
Yeah,
high. Yeah,
just send it to me through the thing.
Give me that Irene. Bust it open.
Get a smoke.
Might bust your chest.
It's just that poke.
West side.
Some
I smoke some.
East side.
Some
I smoke some.
Ooh wee.
What's that smell?
That loud.
Oh,
you can't tell.
That's strong, Pat.
That's strong.
Get ready.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
You done rocking with the best.
Yeah.
Hot Talk Radio. ATL's
yeah.
Finest. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Is Hot Talk Radio.
See y'all, Lady Libra. China Doll. JD, aka the Black Card Kid. T, aka the Professor. What up, Pat? Polo.
Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go, it's Hot Talk Radio.
Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
it's Hot Talk Radio.
Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
it's Hot Talk Radio.
Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
it's Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.